This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. The odds were never really in his favor, but a winning hand has just been folded. Lawrence was running a poker club in the back room of a Staten Island warehouse. He sold electric bicycles out front and ran twice weekly poker games in the back. You might say people took his bikes for a ride out front and Lawrence took people for a ride out back. The featured game was No Limit Texas Hold'em, and the house got 5% of each pot. Players showed up as a result of word of mouth and text messages, but unfortunately word of mouth reached the ears of law enforcement officials who raided the back room, and Lawrence was convicted of running an illegal gambling operation. The trial judge set aside the conviction on the grounds that the law defines gambling as a game of chance, and poker is a game of skill. But prosecutors appealed, and the Second Circuit reinstated the conviction, saying there's nothing in the law that suggests that gambling only includes games predominated by chance. So Lawrence thought he could go straight, but it turned out to be a royal flush, and he may be headed for a full house. This is Neil Chayat looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.